John chapter 8, 17 to 22. And in your law also it has been written that the testimony of two men is true. I am one who testifies concerning myself, and the Father who sent me testifies concerning me. They said then to him, Where is your Father? Jesus answered, You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. These words he spoke in the treasury, also he taught in the temple, and no one seized him, because his hour had not yet come. He said therefore again to them, I am going away, and you will seek me, and will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come. The Jews then said, He is not going to kill himself, is he? For he says, Where I am going, you cannot come. The result of sin is death. Whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. A slave is always under a certain bondage. Satan, the devil, has brought all humankind under the bondage of sin by imparting himself into man as a sinful nature that compares man to sin. It is impossible for anyone to free himself from such a slavery. As fallen human beings, we are constantly troubled by sin, blindness, and death. Blindness actually means darkness. When you are blind, you are in darkness, for nothing causes so much darkness as blindness. Blindness, darkness, and death come from sin. Sin is a basic factor of blindness, darkness, and death. If we are sinful, we are surely blind, because blindness always accompanies the sinful things. Sin brings in death, but between sin and death, there is always blindness. After you have sinned and before you reap death, you have darkness. Therefore, sin, blindness, and darkness are the three negative things that the Lord must deal with. The only way these negatives can be dealt with is by the Lord becoming our eternal and heavenly life.